And I want to share an experience with you that kind of exposes me a little bit.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Thursday of the last week of Advent.
Thank you once again for showing up today. We continue with St. Alphonsus' Advent meditations, and we're talking a lot today about humility, meekness, and enduring, a little bit of criticism once in a while.
St. Francis said that many make their perfection consist in exterior mortifications, and after all, are not able to bear one injurious word. Not understanding, he added, how much greater gain is made by patiently bearing injuries. How many persons, as St. Bernard remarks, are all sweetness when nothing is said or done contrary to their inclination, but show their want of meekness when anything crosses them.
So I ask myself the question, is that me?
I know, I was like, going to lift my hand. Guilty.
Am I lacking in meekness and humility? And is this being exposed when I am being tried? And if I'm honest, the answer is sometimes yes. And I want to share an experience with you that kind of exposes me a little bit. There was one year where it was my birthday, and I received a whole bunch of beautiful birthday greetings from people. And I really appreciated that. They were very kind people, nice words. And about a day later, or was it the day before? I can't remember. I received a personal written letter in the mail. And I opened it up. And it was long. It was 14 pages, single-spaced. And in this letter, the individual had taken great care and detail to highlight all my defects. 14 pages of my defects, my sins. I read this letter, and I couldn't believe someone would write this. And then it disturbed me so much. You see, what I wasn't able to realize is that the person who wrote this letter was not mentally stable. It was clear now, looking at that, who does that? Writes a 14-page letter highlighting somebody's defects. I mean, I'm sure he could have summarized it in two. That would have been enough. But the point is, I lacked the humility to realize this. I wasn't able to just objectively look and ask myself, is this true or not? And it stole a lot of my peace for a while. Saint Catherine of Siena says there's two reasons why we should never be defensive. Number one, because they're wrong. So if a person's wrong about you, then there's no reason to be defensive because, you know, God is the judge. And so we bear this injury patiently. The second reason she says that we should never be defensive when someone is critical is because they're right. And if they were right, then we should change. Easier said than done.
The greatest sign of a virtuous soul is to see it preserve itself in meekness on occasions of contradiction. A meek heart is the delight of the heart of God. That which is agreeable to him is faith and meekness. So a bit like Ken, you know, I find getting any type of criticism really difficult. And I remember when I was doing my student teaching. So I'm a teacher by trade. When doing my student teaching, I was like constantly under the microscope of my supervisor. And she wasn't a mean person, but it was just exhausting, you know, continuously being told how I should improve or what I could have done differently. And I even remember once I was a teacher having a superintendent come and see me. And I still remember, it's like I still have these emotions of frustration towards him because he said nothing positive at all. And this memory came up to me like maybe a week ago. And I remember just saying, Lord, I forgive him. And it's like, why was I holding on to this for like 15 years? Really, like, let's just let go. Let's forgive and move on.
Now, considering superiors, St. Alphonsus gives some recommendations for religious superiors.
Let him believe that a single reprimand made with meekness will profit his subjects more than 1,000 made with severity.
And who are those who are subject to me? My children. And so then I ask myself the question, do I approach them in humility when I offer them a word of correction or try and teach? Or do I use my position as their father to manipulate the situation, to squash the situation? Do I come to them in anger? you know, I'm not perfect in this, and this is a really good lesson for me to come to my children in humility when they need to be corrected.
So St. Alphonsus once again talks about some of the temptations that maybe some of the novices might undergo. The thought that one could be more useful to one's neighbors in the world than in religion. It kind of made me think a little bit about, you know, how I can sometimes think that maybe I could be more useful doing something else, like some type of work, than I can be here in the home. And I think that is a temptation for so many people. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's wrong for, you know, women to work outside of the home or things like that. I understand different families have different needs. And it's been a huge blessing that I've been able to be home and to be homeschooling the children. But I also do have some work that I do on the side. And I think sometimes that I have this temptation that I want to give all my energy to that work and I want to see it thrive and I want to see what God can do with it. But then I have to remind myself, like, what is the priority? What is it that God is calling me to? And when I think of my vocation as a mother, first and foremost, my vocation is to my husband and to my children. And so anything that detracts me from that, I really have to see, is this what God is calling me to do?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, friends. I'm blessed. Thank you for watching today. Please share with us what stood out to you and why in the comments below. Pray the rosary along with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.